Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. This is wonderful.
This race was razor thin. You took away 48% of the vote to your challenger, Don Supas's 46%. Did you think the race would be this close?
We did. We did always know that this race was going to be one of the closest in the states because it's a very competitive district. You know, there's no prominent party. It's very much a third Republican, third Democrat, and third unaffiliated and independent. And with it being an open seat as well, we knew that it was going to be a race to the finish.
And why do you think a majority of voters chose you?
You know, I think that running a campaign that was very much focused on the issues and policies and things that we wanted to do resonated with voters. And also, we spent months and months traveling around all seven counties and really talking to folks and then trying to have our platform reflect what the voters and residents of SD5 felt they needed. And so I believe that our message came from the voters, and therefore they supported it on Election Day.
And can you talk a little bit about those issues? You know, what priority issues are you planning on taking with you to the State House?
I think priority number one, and what we heard across the seven counties and in State Senate District 5, was that the economic recovery that we've been talking about hasn't made its way over the mountains onto the western slope and into the upper Arkansas Valley. And so we have real work to do on that, on making sure that we're leveraging the resources of the state to bring new economies to all the different communities of SD5. So that'll be an immediate priority because that's what we heard the loudest. And then after that, a lot about our public lands and waters and needing to ensure protections and appropriate management of those areas. So we'll begin looking at those issues right away. And then also there was a real feeling out there of, you know, how important it is to work together and that we only really have success when we all come together around common ground and the biggest table we can find. And so I would like to start working on building a caucus of from both parties that would represent the voice of the Western Slope in the Arkansas Valley.
You know, as a freshman lawmaker, how much impact can you have, you know, during your first session?
You know, as a freshman lawmaker, you are learning the ropes and carrying bills and doing a lot of things at once, but you also, I think, have to remember that you are the voice of the Western Slope. And so you can walk into the room on day one and be an effective voice just because you represent such a broad and important area of Colorado. If you just take one simple fact that you have nine ski resorts in SD5, that's an important voice of Colorado. And so, you know, I think you have a little bit more power than perhaps your average freshman lawmaker. So it'll just be critical for me, in order to be an effective legislator, to be very, very prepared and engage, you know, anyone I can to start working day one, because you don't have time to waste. The first time you walk in as a senator, you've got to be rolling and working on behalf of the people who elected you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Marcy. It was a pleasure talking to you.